Before we talk about chess, I'd like to learn something about you. So I'm going to ask you a few general questions, and then you could ask me some questions too, okay? Okay. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have a brother, and he's 7, and I'm 3. Why is he a big brother, big sister?
A big sister? What's her name?
Kristen.
Kristen. Do you know how old she is?
37.
37? Awesome. Is there anything else you want to tell me about them?
Well, she got married in July, I think, and I was one of the five girls in her wedding. I think it was really cool. It was hot.
What
was that? What's it called? Oh, Mount Pisgah.
Oh, fun.
So, and I got vlogged with her.
Oh, no.
And the shoes that I was wearing, they tore off some, like, inner hair, so I just went barefoot. But I had to wear them to the wedding. And nobody could see them.
Oh, bummer. Okay. Well, do you have any pets at home?
Yeah, actually, I have my own goldfish.
A goldfish? Awesome. Do you have a name?
Kalika.
Kalika. Awesome. I like it. Do you have any favorite TV shows or movies?
I like Freaky Friday, the movie. I don't know, it's really hard. I like a lot of TV shows, but yeah. I don't watch that much TV.
Yeah, can you think of one that you like a lot? Maybe it's not your favorite, but you like it.
This is really hard.
That's okay. If you can't think of one, it's
okay. I
can't
go on, really.
That's okay. Do you like to read books or magazines?
I like to read books, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite book? Yeah, there's a lot of ones.
Yeah.
Are you reading a book right now, or did you just read one?
Well, I just read one, and it is part of a series. It's the fifth one. It's the Babysitter's Little Sister series.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read 1 through 5, and I need to get 6 and 7 from the library, because we have a library down our street and at our school, and then the Eugene Public Library, but we don't actually go to the Eugene Public Library. And I am about to start a book called Jip, and it's by the author Bridge Terabithia, and I already read that book.
Oh, awesome. That sounds exciting. Do you want to ask me any questions?
Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have one brother, and he's 2 years younger than me. Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color? I think my favorite color would have to be blue.
Blue?
Yeah, I like blue.
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal, a tiger. I really like the white Bengal tigers when they're white, but I like tigers in general too.
Do you have any pets?
I have 2 goldfish actually.
Really?
Yep.
That's,
I know, those are the only pets I have, just goldfish.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'd like to talk to you about chess. How long have you played chess?
A year since October.
A year? Okay. How old were you when you first started to play?
Like 8, I think.
Who taught you how to play chess?
I don't know. I think Dad. I don't know. A long time ago.
Do you have a chess rating?
Yeah. 688.
688?
Awesome.
Do you have a chess coach or a teacher?
Well, I have basically 2, mm-hmm. And one of them, his name is Ron, but we call him Ronzi, and mm-hmm. The other one's name is Jerry.
Yeah. Can you tell me anything else about them?
They're really strict and good.
Yeah.
Really good. Like, my brother's only beat him once because Jerry made it on there.
Yeah.
But, and his face turned red.
Really?
Yeah, he's 7, my brother.
Wow.
Yeah, Jerry teaches at Chessways in the Vets Club, so we go there because my brother is taking lessons on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I think. And so when he goes there after school, I have to go to him.
Very cool. Do you belong to a chess club?
The one at my school.
Yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't really have a name. It's very unorganized.
Okay. How often do you play chess, say, in a typical week?
Almost every day.
Yeah? Okay. Who do you play with the most?
The most? Probably my family.
Family. Can you name any famous chess players?
Not right now. I don't go there.
Okay. Do you ever play chess on a computer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell me about that?
Well, it's been a while since I've done it. Just you go on the computer and turn your favorites, but because we put my dad puts in your favorite. And so like it's a game that some other guy is playing. Mm-hmm. And he's really good. So and then you can make your move and you can make your move and or his move and then you just keep playing from there. Mm-hmm. And I think you can do tactics too.
Very cool. Now will you tell me why you enjoy chess?
Sometimes it can be relaxing. And sometimes it can be really urged, like, I want to get the bed. I know I can.
Yeah. Well, I'm not too familiar with the game of chess. You probably know a lot more about it than I do. So I would like you to explain some things to me. First of all, how many people may play a game of chess at one time? And I've heard of simultaneous matches. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's where one person plays two or more people at one time.
Okay. Will you tell me about the different pieces and how they're supposed to move?
Okay. The pawns, on the first turn, they can move two forward, or one, and the rest of the time they move one forward, and to attack, they have a diagonal. The rooks go like this way and this way,
mm-hmm.
So they would just go, like, if they're here, they could go here, or here. The knights can go, people call it the L shape, but I like to say up one diagonal one.
Uh-huh.
So if it would be here, then it would go up one diagonal.
Okay.
So, and then bishops go diagonal on their color.
Okay.
And the kings can go any direction, only one space. Queens can go any direction, as many spaces.
Oh, wow.
That's all this is.
Okay. Thank you. Now tell me about the goals of chess. In other words, what are the players trying to do?
Checkmate the other person's king.
Yeah. What is checkmate?
Checkmate is where you put the king in check. It's where your next move, you're going to take it. So then you would say check, and you can't move. So
okay.
That would be checkmate.
Okay. Thank you. Now tell me the rules that players need to follow. In other words, tell me everything you can think about the game of chess so that someone who's never played before would know how to play.
Well, the color pieces move, there's a move called castling. It's where, so your king might be here and your rook's here, and you haven't moved your rook or your king. You know the several sets, but I would do king's side most of the time. So you would move your king two spaces towards your rook and your rook three spaces. So it would be king here, rook here, king, and then rook. And there's a move called empathot. And it's where the one person moves their pawn up two, and then the other person moves something, and then they move that pawn up again, and then the other person moves a pawn next to it, on a file next to it, two spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Then the person who moved it three could move it diagonal and take that pawn. It's just basically moving around, try not to lose your queen too early. Mm-hmm. Don't move your queen out too early. Oh my gosh, I'm not so good. And just try to checkmate the king.
Okay. Now I would like you to tell me what a player should do in order to win the game of chess. In other words, what are some key strategies that every good player should know?
Knights before bishops, that means move your knights out before your bishops, and development.
Can you tell me more about development?
And development is where you have all your pieces, so it's rook, knight, bishop, king, queen, bishop, knight, rook, and then pawns, eight pawns.
Uh-huh.
So you move the pawn in front of the king out two spaces, pawn in front of the queen out two spaces, your knights out towards the center, and your bishops go out next to the pawns.
Mm-hmm.
and then you move your queen either up one or diagonal one, and then your king is ready to castle on both sides.
Okay, awesome. How long does it usually take to play a game of chess?
Well, it really does depend. Mm-hmm. Like, you do scholar's mate, then it's like 3 moves for you.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a pawn out, white bishop, or bishop on the white squares out to guard that, guard the pawn that you're attacking, and move your queen out in front of the pawn, not in front of the, was in front of the bishop, and then move the queen up that file, and you take the pawn and hit it in check, mm-hmm. and you can't go anywhere because he's still trapped in.
Oh,
okay. So it's trapped in.
Okay.
And he can't take you because the bishop is guarding.
Oh, okay. So that would be really fast game then.
Yeah, and other games called pawn games, mm-hmm. I guess we'd say. And it's just, you're moving, and it's just a steady game.
Okay. What makes a game last a long time?
One person not checkmating early, and not trading pieces so fast. Because sometimes, when you're playing a game, all your pieces will get taken away, and the other person can just go, boom, and checkmate.
Okay, I see. So what makes the game end quickly?
What makes the game end quick?
Would be a short game.
Losing all of your pieces quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did that once in a tournament, and I lost the game. And so then the other person just got down on me and thought,
okay. Do you know how to use a chess clock?
Mm-hmm. I have one.
Yeah. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, okay, so you set it. Well, there's two different kinds. There's digital, mm-hmm. and there's, like, clock.
Okay.
So, I prefer digital, because then you don't have to set it, actually.
Uh-huh.
But then you move the switch, and then there's a switch usually on the bottom side or something, and then you turn it on, and it's usually at 10 minutes and 2 seconds, and 2 seconds is just an extra 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But you can set it for different times. If you want to play Blitz, that would be 5 minutes. Do you know what Blitz is?
I don't.
Blitz is a 5-minute game where you don't say check. You don't want to say check. You shouldn't have to say check,
uh-huh.
because you want to take their king. It's not, you don't want to checkmate them. If you can put them in check and you don't say check, they won't know, usually. They don't see it, and then your next move, you take the king, you win.
Oh, cool.
And if you run out of time, you lose on all clocked games. Also, so you just set it, and then when it, so white always moves first, so you would, black would push their button, and it would start counting down on white's time. Once they move, they hit the clock. It starts counting down on black's time, and you just keep going back and forth after you move.
Okay. Very cool. Is there anything else you want to tell me about, Chai?
I don't know. I think that's... Oh, I know. There's a lot of chess books.
Yeah?
Lots.
Have you read some of them?
I've read a little bit of some. My dad orders them from, I think it's Amazon.com or something.
Uh-huh.
But that's a really big book place where you can learn. So, and he got this huge one. It's like this big.
Whoa.
So, and heavy.
Yeah.
It's all of chess tactics and problems and games.
Wow. That sounds exciting. What do they tell you? Do they give you clues or tips? Or?
They give you tips, strategies, I think. There's a lot of tactics in them that you can do.
What are tactics?
Tactics are problems that, just chess problems. So it gets a position and you have to find a way to checkmate the king in maybe some 3 moves or something.
Okay.
So that would be a tactic. It doesn't have to be in number of moves. It's just a chess problem.
Okay.
Like a math problem, except it's with chess.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of books.
Very exciting. Is there anything else you want to tell me about chess?
There is. I have my own book. It is called Chess Tactics for Students.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a book of all chess tactics. And I'm not sure what the first chapter is, but I know the third chapter is knight forks.
Yeah.
So that's where you have the knight here, maybe, and then there would be two pieces, say your bishop and the queen, and your knight moves here. Then which one, the person has to choose which one they want. Say they move their bishop and they didn't know it was the queen. So then the knight could take the queen. If they move the queen, then I could take the bishop. So it's four people pieces. Okay. That's the one I'm almost chapter four. It's called Other Forks and something else. I don't know. But, and there's like, 21 chapters maybe. Okay. And they're pretty long. So it's all tactics.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a book called Junior Tactics, I think. And it is a book of all tactics.
Yeah. Wow. Does it take you a long time to read them?
Sort of. It's kind of, you don't really read them. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you read what they have to say. Like, it tells you what you have to do, and then it might tell you how or a hint to do it.
Yeah.
And then there's spaces. And since my brother might use a book, I don't read the book. I have a notebook that I would notate the things that moves in for the tactics. So I can start writing down in the book.
That makes sense. Okay. Well, thanks again for talking with me today. You've been very helpful and I've enjoyed working with you. I want to give you a pen. And thank you again.
Thank you.